This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Russia has launched more than 5,000 missile strikes and 3,500 airstrikes on Ukraine since the beginning of the full-scale offensive, Ukraine's general staff of the armed forces said on Thursday. The deputy head of the Ukrainian general staff's operational directorate said Russian strategic goals were to seize any key settlements in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions. Ukraine's deputy defense minister said Ukraine's army was equipped to NATO standards. The Crimean Bridge reopened fully to road traffic on Thursday, one day before the one-year anniversary of the start of the Moscow's special military operation in Ukraine. Footage from Russia's Federal Road Agency showed traffic on all four lanes of the bridge, which connects Russia to the Crimean Peninsula. Russia annexed it from Ukraine in 2014. The vast majority of the international community considers Crimea to be part of Ukraine, and Ukraine has vowed to retake the peninsula one day. Northern Irish police have arrested three men in connection with the attempted murder of a senior detective that they suspect was carried out by the new IRA Irish Nationalist Militant Group. The detective is in critical condition, having undergone surgery overnight. The shooting happened in the town of Omagh on Wednesday evening in front of children after a soccer game. Authorities say the detective was shot a number of times by two gunmen while he was putting soccer balls in his car after finishing a coaching session with under 15-year-olds. Authorities say the investigation is at an early stage.
Our primary focus of that investigation is on violent dissident Republicans, and within that, a group called New IRA. We continue to work against these groups. We know that they have a level of capability.
This is VOA News. The number of mass killings in the United States linked to extremism was at least three times higher in the last decade than the total from any 10-year period since the 1970s. According to a report by the Anti-Defamation League, the number of extremism-related mass slayings rose to 21 during the last decade, compared to a handful of such murders every decade from the 1970s to the 2000s. Minutes from the last meeting of the U.S. Federal Reserve showed strong support among its members, Board of Governors, for another increase in the interest rate. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
Nearly all of the Federal Reserve policymakers agreed earlier this month to slow the rate of their increases to a quarter point, with only a few supporting a larger half-point hike. Most of the officials supported the quarter-point increase because a slower pace would better allow them to assess the economy's progress towards reducing inflation to their 2% target. Fed officials unanimously agreed that ongoing increases in the Fed's key rate would be appropriate, which points to additional hikes in the next two meetings at least. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A South Korean court has ruled that a government health insurance provider must offer spousal coverage to a same-sex couple. It's a major victory for LGBTQ rights. VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
When a court this week delivered South Korea's biggest legal victory for marriage equality, Kim Jong-min was immediately aware of how much and how little the ruling meant. No one questioned the symbolic significance of the verdict, which found 32-year-old Kim must be allowed coverage as a dependent under his partner's national health insurance plan. It was the first time a South Korean court has ever recognized any right for same-sex couples. On the other hand, the victory was exceedingly limited. Kim tells VOA that Koreans have about 1,000 rights when they're married to someone of the opposite sex. He says he and his spouse managed to secure one of those rights. Winning that right required a two-year legal battle for Kim and his husband. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
Kenya's tourism ministry says earnings jumped 83% last year as the sector recovered from the COVID-19 pandemic. Victoria Amungo reports from Nairobi.
Earnings from the tourism sector increased to more than $2.1 billion last year. That's a gigantic leap from the $1.16 billion earned in 2021 when the pandemic was holding down international travel. 16% of the visitors last year arrived from America, according to the ministry, about 12% from Uganda and 10% from the United Kingdom. The impact of COVID-19 in 2020 brought Kenya's tourism industry to a screeching halt, with more than 2 million people losing their jobs at the time.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts.